to use this preseason to get ready for the regular season and get ready for the NFL life.
In what ways do you feel like you've improved since the beginning of camp?
Just kind of transferring my game to being more professional. Like Coach Cox says a lot of things about me getting out of the way of things I did at Clemson, and it's just been a big help on just the small details of things, and then just how refined everything is at this level. And it's made a really big difference in my game to this point. So I'm really excited to get the chance to go against somebody else and, see how everything goes.
Take what the coaches give you and go with it.
You guys have been in pads a little bit, but how excited are you to really get out there and start being able to tackle and play football the way it's meant to be played?
You're just ready to hit another color. That's the thing. You know, you got to protect our team. Our rule number one is protect the team. So we're allowed to hit each other, but it's never really to take somebody to the ground. You know, you just want to put it all into, put it all the training into another team, really. Yeah. Just go hit somebody else.
What elements of your transition to safety do you feel like you still need to improve upon at this point?
I'd say, really everything, but, just communicating a lot. Just get the communication down, just talking to my teammates, get my teammates lined up. If I see something wrong, get them right. Just being more of a field general, getting everything right at all the times.
The beginning of preseason, you said that you needed to be smarter when you went in every game. What do you mean by that, and what are you doing to kind of adjust your mindset going into the games?
Speeding my mind up, slowing my feet down. And, it's one thing our coach is preaching about, being disciplined as far as knowing the correct tackle, knowing your approach on the tackle, your angle. And, going 7 years into it, I'm approaching the game at a different aspect from just slowing everything down. And I know, I can be physical in there, but I have to know my approach.
Is it difficult? Is it exciting to kind of change your philosophy and the way you've done things?
Absolutely. Anytime you try something different, it's exciting as a football player because you get to learn new things. But at the end of the day, it's the same game of football. You can put it how you want, but it's the same game of football. And I love what Coach DQ is just, what he's brought. It's all about the football. At the end of the day, go get the football. You might mess up on a few assignments, but as long as you play fast and physical and that football come out, we're trying to go up a percentage in takeaways, and I think that's going to be huge for us.
William, do you all worry about facing Mariota in his first game, or is it just about you guys getting your defense?
It's all about us, man. We focus on us and what we're going to go out there and do. We know he's a great quarterback, he wouldn't have been drafted that high if he wouldn't, but we look forward to going out there and being the first team he gets a good look at, so.
Takeaways for these preseason games?
Find out, what guys you're going to have on your football team, what kind of guys you're going to have on your football team, and see where you're at. So we're going to take every preseason game is trying to build this football team for the season.
You dropping a new album?
No, I'm just focusing on football right now, man. That's it. That's it.
I think what I learned from the first game is just to finish and play with more effort throughout the whole game. And the plays that I'm in there throughout the preseason game, I think this next upcoming game against the Jets, I need to finish more and play with more effort.
How intense is all the instruction? Did you think there'd be this much instruction in coaching at this level, or did you think it was pretty much, guys with disabilities getting told to kind of cut loose? Were you surprised at how much instruction came with the first couple weeks of camp?
I expected that. I knew it's a different level, and I know they expect a lot out of us. And I don't expect that to happen. So just looking forward to being the best player that I can be. And I know that comes with a lot of expectations.
Anything in particular that you're trying to do in this game against the Jets to kind of show the coaches to improve on the first one? Anything specific?
I think just get out to the quarterback, stop the run, and play with more effort each and every play.
That's all I'm going
to
take.
How does it feel to finally be done with your very first training camp?
Oh, it feels good. I think we got to a good start and looking forward to this upcoming season.
What's the biggest adjustment you've had to make playing preseason for Clemson and now playing for an NFL team?
I think the biggest adjustment is my mindset. I had to come into this training camp with a better mindset and a more mentally tough attitude.
Good to be back at practice and, make some of the corrections from the game the other night and try and work on some things to be better this week. It was good. We had a little rain to deal with, which is, always good to practice in. You never know if you're going to have one of those games throughout the year. So it was a solid morning.
Probably pretty fun watching the tape from Friday night and kind of evaluating it. It looked like it went the way you wanted it to.
Yeah, I mean, there's some, anytime you look at the tape, there's some good things. And then there's some things that you'd like to improve. And, as we went through the tape the last couple of days, found a lot of things that we need to work on and try and improve at and get better at, and that's what it's all about when you get back out onto the practice field. But it's a first chance to really have some solid game tape to watch and start to evaluate what we need to get better at.